When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
I'm wondering if there's something I could mix with limoncello to make it a little lighter and more...
Just sparkling water over some ice and a little dash of the limoncello.
Well, I could try that.
Delicious, like summer beverage.
Fabio Viviani is on the line with us, chef, restaurateur, best-selling cookbook author, expert on Italian food, and I imagine an expert on limoncello. How are you, Fabio?
Yep. Limoncello is delicious, easy to make, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now, we were going to talk about spritzers today. My sister just got back from Italy. My grandfather was born in the Veneto region in Molvina, Italy, and she brought home limoncello in these cute little bottles that I'm going to use for plant propagations, but it's kind of strong. What can we mix with it besides soda, sparkling soda, to make a good spritzer?
Well, to make a good spritzer, you can do peach juice, apple juice, and you can put a little tonic water if you don't want to make it too strong. Ginger beer works, ginger ale if you want to do something dramatically different, still in the spritzer realm. But at the end of the day, to have an original spritzer, you have to pick whatever else you want to add to your half a glass of Prosecco.
I love Prosecco. I don't know why I thought it was too sweet. In my mind, I think I thought it was too sweet. It's beautiful. It's crisp. It's wonderful. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Prosecco, it's a little bit on the sweeter side, but also you can find something that we call Brut in Italy, which basically it's your dry sparkling wine. Prosecco is kind of the Italian answer to champagne. So you want to stay in competition with that. It's just more affordable. It's just easier going. Think of it this way. Champagne is for kings and queens, and Prosecco is for the people. I'm all for the people.
All right. My neighbor makes a really wonderful drink. I think they just made up the name. They call it Fortunato. It's some Deep Eddy lemon vodka and some lemon seltzer water. And then they use this Italicus. I had never heard of that before. Tell us what Italicus is. Hello? Fabio's not a fan, I guess.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Italicus is a liqueur, correct? An Italian liqueur?
Yeah, it's kind of an herbal liqueur. But, you know, in Italy, the Aperol is more like the spritzer is more like a canvas. The Aperol is the usual suspect. You know, if you do things like we're doing at Giostra in Barrington, we come up with all different kinds. Italicus is one of the options out there. We're doing a spritzer with, like, elder pear juice. We're doing spritzer with peach puree and Prosecco and a little floral vermouth. We have, we have things like bitters. And we're trying to make now the spritzer more on the cocktail side than the aperitivo side.
And it's perfect now because, you know, are you in Chicago very frequently?
I live in Barrington Hills, yes, I'm in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. So here's the thing, Fabio. It is so nice out right now. I know it's a little nippy out there, but summer is right around the corner, and nothing tastes better than a crisp, refreshing spritzer. Can you recommend a few for us? Can we make them ourselves?
Yes. So let me tell you how you do the three top-selling spritzer of my Italian restaurant Giostra. The classic Aperol spritz, you do it with a 50% Aperol, 50% Prosecco, and make sure that you put a splash of orange juice inside. Then you have something a little bit more refined. Get yourself some peach fruit juice or peach puree. Mix that with a shot of vermouth, and add Prosecco and top it off with soda, and you made a perfect peach garden spritzer. Or if you want something a little bit sweeter, you try to find elder pear or Asian pear juice and just do that with a little bit of a bitter orange and still use the Prosecco. Now you cover everything. You cover the dry, you cover the sweet, you cover the floral. There is a spritzer for any palate out there. Or if you can't figure it out how to make a good one, just stop by Giostra. We'll make you a few.
Okay. And what's the location?
So we are in the Arboretum Shopping Center in Barrington. We are right at the entrance across the street from Chase Bank.
Well, I'm coming there for a peach garden spritzer because that sounds so refreshingly good. I can't believe it.
Delicious. Absolutely. You will not be disappointed.
All right. Well, Fabio Viviani, and give us the name of your restaurant again, Fabio.
Giostra.
Giostra. And that's in the Arboretum.
Yes, 100 West Higgins.
Thank you so much for joining us, Fabio. And I'm coming in for that peach garden spritzer for sure. And just maybe a glass of Prosecco as well.
Or two. Can't wait.
Maybe four.
Let's do it. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much for having me.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao, baby. All right. That's Fabio, who does have a restaurant here in the Arboretum area. Is that what he said? Yes. And Giostra. I'll find out all that information for you.